This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why communications leaders now run the show. The seat at the table was always earned with words. What happened? Corporate communications leaders are no longer just message crafters and press release factories. Across industries, the chief communications officer role has shifted into something closer to strategic counsel. These executives now sit in the rooms where decisions get made, not just the rooms where those decisions get announced. The transformation reflects a growing recognition how a company speaks shapes what a company becomes. The communication angle. Picture this. A CVO walks into a board meeting with a crisis on her hands. A product has failed. Customers are angry. The stock is nervous. She turns to two people, her CFO and her CCO. 10 years ago, the CFO would have spoken first and longest. Today, increasingly, the CCO speaks first. That shift is not ceremonial. It signals something real about where organizational power now lives. Here is why this happened. Business got faster and louder. Social media compressed the window between an event occurring and the public forming an opinion about it from weeks to minutes. Companies that treated communications as a clean-up cricket getting buried, the ones that treated it as a navigation system, started steering around disasters before they happened. The difference was not budget or headcount. It was whether the communications leader had a seat at the decision table before the decision, not after. The best communications leaders I have seen operate on one core principle: clarity is strategy. They do not manage messages. They shape thinking. When a company decides to exit a market, restructure a division, or respond to a social controversy, the communications leader is asking the question no one else thinks to ask. What does this mean to the person who has nothing to do with our industry and just read a 3-sentence summary on their phone? That question sounds simple. It is not. It forces precision. It kills corporate FOB. It makes executives accountable to real human understanding, not internal logic. The communication technique at work here is what I call audience-first thinking. You do not start with what you want to say. You start with what your audience needs to hear to make a decision, form a trust, or take an action. The communications leader who has mastered this is not a spin doctor. They are a translator between institutional complexity and human comprehension. That is genuinely difficult and genuinely valuable. The risk, and it is real, is that this elevation of the role creates communications leaders who become political instead of precise. When you sit close to power, you can start protecting power instead of clarifying it. The best in this field resist that drift. They stay committed to one thing, saying the true thing in the clearest possible way, even when the truth is uncomfortable for the organization. This is exactly the kind of scenario I'd break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on speaking for the room gives you a framework for how to position your message so it serves both the audience in front of you and the broader stakeholder world watching from the outside. The communications leaders rising right now are the ones who have mastered the dual awareness. The takeaway. Before your next strategic meeting, write one sentence that captures what your organization's current communication posture says about its values, not what you intend it to say. What it actually says to a skeptical outsider. If you cannot write that sentence cleanly in under 20 words, you've found your most urgent communications problem. Fix that before you fix anything else. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.